The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene, do I stalk you every single day at 5:45?
You do stalk me, Benj. You're a stalker, but I won't get a restraining order against you. I like you too much.
Oh, that's good to know. I am happy to hear that. Lots going on in the Holy Land just right at the moment. You can hardly turn your head around before something else changes. And in particular with Syria, Israel pushing Trump for action. How do you think this is going to affect Israeli-Russian relations?
Well, before we start commemorating Yom HaShoah, which is Holocaust Martyrs and Memorial Day, Israel is definitely pushing for something to be done about the genocide that is happening in Syria. You know, it's very poignant and very, very ironic that tonight, as we start to remember our 6 million Jews, we have a genocide on our doorstep in Syria. As we are well aware, the Assad regime dropped more chemical or used chemical warfare against civilians last week, resulting in the death of over 100 civilians, mostly women and children. And Netanyahu has appealed to Trump to do something. But what we have seen today in the last couple of hours is a war of words between Russia and the United States over Syria. Putin has threatened that if Trump bombs any of the launching sites, he will bomb American interests. He will bomb the bombers. And Trump took to Twitter and actually called Assad somebody who sides with animals who gas their own people. So it's definitely heating up. And are we going to see a showdown in Syria between the two emerging great powers, Russia, who of course has influence over more of the Middle East and the eastern side of the world, America, who desperately wants to re-emerge as the great policeman of the world, the great power of the world. How is this going to play out? What we do know is that we cannot continue to have the humanitarian crisis that we are seeing on our doorstep. And we know from our history what it feels like to have the world not respond or be silent in the face of genocide. And we're dismayed as well to understand that the United Kingdom will not support Trump in any action against the Assad regime. It's very, very disappointing, especially on a night like tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And who knows? Trump might very well succeed where an entire Cold War never managed to do, which is actually get go from a Cold War to a hot war with Russia. That would be quite disturbing. But anyway, let's hope that the relevant people are punished for this and that there is some steps towards security and peace in that region. And connected to that is the fact that the IDF is now on high alert for retaliation from Iran should Syria get struck in the first place.
Well, as I reported yesterday, we know that the IDF is purported to have struck military targets in Syria belonging to Iran, and that seven Iranians were killed, including a colonel. And Iran has threatened retaliation. So we do have the IDF and Israeli Air Force on high alert for any kind of retaliatory strikes by Iran. It looks like Syria is becoming the battleground for a number of players in the region and in the world to face off against each other. Will it be Russia versus America? Will it be Israel versus Iran? And will it all play out in Syria? Syria seems to be the common denominator in all of this, Benji. But we are on high alert, and it wouldn't surprise me if we start seeing drills happening in the country as we used to any time there seems to be an escalation happening in the region. We saw it years ago when President Obama threatened to bomb Syrian targets because of the use of chemical weapons. We started to ready our gas masks. We started to prepare, and nothing happened, because we did think that war or conflagration could possibly spill over into Israel. But things are certainly heating up now. Will we see any kind of hot war, as you just said, on our border in the north, and I'm really hoping that we won't, because the possibility of Israel being drawn into a war on both our northern and southern fronts is a very, very dire situation indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very serious. And then I see you moving along out of the Syria aspect of things. The UK and Jeremy Corbyn, who we've spoken about quite a lot in the last while, that the Israeli Labour Party has actually suspended ties with him and the UK Labour Party.
Well, this is quite a stand by Labour leader, the newly elected Labour Party leader, Avigdor Bar, who wrote to Jeremy Corbyn last night and notified him that the Israeli Labour Party will be suspending any ties with the UK Labour Party because of the accusations of anti-Semitism within the UK counterpart. Now, when accusations of anti-Semitism started to surface, the then head of the Labour Party, Isaac Herzog, wrote to Jeremy Corbyn appealing to him to investigate allegations of anti-Semitism and also inviting him to Israel. Jeremy Corbyn didn't even have the temerity to respond to Herzog's letter. It was filed under D for Dustin. But Avigdor Bar taking a stand and also reminding Jeremy Corbyn that tonight and tomorrow is Yom HaShoah, days that we will stand in solemn memory of the 6 million Jews martyred and killed during the Holocaust and how the Holocaust started with words. So you can Google a copy of Avigdor Bar's very strongly worded letter to Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn responding by saying, he wants to visit Israel. And Gabai explaining to him that it's not just the anti-Semitism. It's Jeremy Corbyn's reaction to Israeli policy that has united both the right and the left. You know, when we're dealing with issues that we're dealing with on our borders, it has united both the right and the left in Israel, including elements within our Arab community who have shown support for Israel against what Hamas is doing in the south, as well as the Palestinian Authority, who've also accused Hamas of using their civilians for media purposes. And we then get excoriated by Jeremy Corbyn, and Avigdor Bar has reminded him that this kind of language is just not acceptable. And as of last night, Israeli Labour will have nothing to do with their UK counterpart.
And another story in Europe, we actually covered this a little bit earlier on in the show with David Ifune from the Allgemeine, was that the Polish Deputy Prime Minister has called for a prosecution of an MP who tweeted that Jews are like animals.
Well, it couldn't come at a more crucial time, especially in current Polish affairs, as we've covered a lot. The Polish legislation around the use of calling Poland complicit in the Holocaust, it really raised alarm bells, not just for Polish Jewry, but for historians and for Jews around the world. And now we have a situation in Poland where a member of parliament in Poland tweeted that we were not human, that the Jews are inhuman, that we are in fact just animals. And I think given the current circumstances in Poland, this move by the Deputy Prime Minister to press charges against this Member of Parliament couldn't be more conciliatory. It's a move that we really, really need to see. And as anti-Semitism rises around the world to astronomical and alarming levels, we cannot forget that the Shoah started with words, with the dehumanizing of Jews, with the stripping away our identity as humans. And we're going to watch this one very, very closely, Benji, because we want to see justice against this kind of anti-Semitic incitement.
Absolutely. And watching it, you will do with us, Rolene, every single day at this time. And we'll chat to you tomorrow on Yom HaShoah.
We will speak tomorrow on Yom HaShoah, a very, very solemn day here indeed.
There we go, Rolene Marks. She is from the Israel Report, and we'll be chatting to her again tomorrow.